Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, I'm your host. Today we have three people from the play The Winter Bear. It's more than a play, The Winter Bear Project, I should say. We have the playwright Anne Hanley. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Thanks.
We also have two of the actors from the show. We have David Leslie, who's playing the part of Wolf. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you for having us.
And we also have Cynthia Jones, who's playing the part of Raven. Welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Anne, I started by saying this is more than a play. It's a play plus more, well, just more than a play. Explain what I'm talking about here to our audience.
Well, The Winter Bear is the play, and we've added some dimensions to it. We travel now to many rural Alaska communities, and we also bring with us the expertise of our actors and our crew. So we do school workshops in the performing arts with school students when we travel. We've done hip-hop, native dance, theater games, movement, guitar, telling your story. So we do all that in the schools, usually the day we do the show. We ask communities if they're able to have a potluck for us, so we get to meet the community that way. We also travel with behavioral health support from a number of the fine Native nonprofits who work with us as partners. So we always have behavioral health support at the shows, and oftentimes these good people will institute programs after we leave or present a community with options of behavioral health programs that they can do.
And the current production right now you're doing at APU, the performing tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Grant Hall Theater, is part of a relationship with SCF, am I correct?
Yes. We were honored to be invited to be part of South Central Foundation's Our Breath of Life Festival, which has been going on all week. And it is a combination of people in the community coming and presenting material on resources that are available in the community for people with behavioral health issues, and what resources are available nationally. And also there have been cultural events and all kinds of interesting, fun things.
We talk about this play like people know what it's about because it has been performed here in Anchorage at least a couple of times at Cyrano's, also at Wildberry Theater, and I think you were saying it was performed also at a charter school before even Cyrano's. Is that right?
Yes, it was performed at F.E. Cochran Charter School in Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
In 2008.
But for those who don't know what the play's about, let me turn to the actors here, David and Cynthia. One of you can go ahead and just say, let us know what the play's about. David, I think you're getting the nod to go ahead.
The play is focused around a 14-year-old young man named Dwayne who is basically struggling with suicide. And he ends up having, through a tribal... He ends up being sentenced to go live with Sidney Huntington, a real-life Athabascan from Galena, and ends up living with him, chopping wood for him as part of his sentence. And from there, both him and Sidney work together to discuss, well, suicide, and also take care, like, they work together to address their issues of suicide, but also the fact that a winter bear has woken up and is going around.
And Cynthia, describe to us what a winter bear is.
A winter bear is a bear that wakes up during winter and is hungry and is kind of terrorizing a village or a town looking for food. And sometimes they're known to eat dogs or people even.
And it's more dangerous, I suppose, during the winter because they're up and they're hungry. And
yes.
And this winter bear is more than just... A winter bear is an actual bear, and it's more of a symbol, is it not?
It is. In Sidney Huntington's book, Shadows in the Koyukuk, it is a wonderful story about how when Sidney was just 5 years old, he and his brother and young sister were up on the Hagatsa River with their mother, and she choked on a fish bone and died. And these children were left alone. And at one point, a bear came and was kind of pestering them and actually tried to pick up Sydney's little sister, and he chased it away. So the bear in Sydney's life has always been a very positive symbol, whereas for the boy, he's had some bad experiences, and some people played a game on him with him that wasn't very nice, and it was called Bear's Gonna Get You. So the bear in his world is a very negative symbol.
And we're talking about two of the actors here who are playing parts called Wolf and Raven. So your use of animals in this play is more than just, say, an animal character walking on, say, in a children's play where someone comes on and plays a wolf and a raven. Talk to us about your characters. Who are you as Raven, Cynthia?
As Raven, I'm the spirit animal kind of guardian for one of the characters in the play, Victor. So he kind of comes to me looking for advice, and I, you know, give him little tidbits and try and help him along. And it's up to, you know, the humans in the play to make their own choices and decisions. We as animals try and guide them along best we can. And I don't know, it's just, it's really exciting and interesting to try and find that balance of being Raven as the spirit and Raven as the actual animal, and trying to play in with the physicalization of that.
And you, as an actor, have to combine your spirit with the spirit of the character.
Correct.
Do you find
yes.
that the same thing?
Yes, definitely. It's always a continuing, growing process of how to find the correct balance and to relate that to the message of the play.
Sounds fascinating. This is Stage Talk on KSKA. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. We're talking to three members of the production, The Winter Bear Project, currently performing at APU 7:30 in Grant Hall Theater. Anne Hanley, David Leslie, and Cynthia Jones. And we're talking about the characters as being animals. But I think Cynthia has gone beyond the fact that they're not just animals or spirits that mean more than that. David, you're playing Wolf. How does Wolf interact with the characters on this stage?
Well, Wolf is basically the spirit animal of Dwayne, our lead character, and I'm the first spirit animal to reveal myself to him, because not everyone can see spirit animals. And it's really interesting, basically, because we go between existing in this mythic space and also going into the lives of these people. So we're somewhat removed, but also deliberately interacting. And we, like Cynthia said, we try to guide these humans to make decisions. But it's also, you know, we don't control them. So we choose when to reveal ourselves, and that drives a lot of the decisions in the play.
So, Anne, when you were writing this play, you wrote this play some time ago. How did you come up with this idea of using these spirit animals to help influence the human characters on stage?
I don't remember.
Seems so natural.
They appeared to me. I remember when I was writing the play, the four spirit animals we use are Raven, Wolf, Wolverine, and Lynx. And I remember sitting one Mother's Day looking out my window, and there was a lynx in my yard. And that's, as you know, living in Alaska, that doesn't happen every day. So since then, I've kind of thought that I was on the right path with doing that. One thing we've found is we perform in rural villages a lot, and the animals are actually serve double purpose, because they're very deep old characters, but they're also characters in a video game, and they're also characters that keep the children in our audiences occupied, because they're not just stuck in an adult play. They can watch these animals, who are very interesting. They scratch and they fight, and they do all kinds of animalistic things. So we always have, after the show, the animals are just mobbed by, you know, everyone leaves the human actors totally alone.
Well, of course, humans are so boring, aren't they?
And then they want pictures with the animals, and Cynthia will experience that a bit last night, and will again tonight, I'm sure.
That must be a lot of fun to have the kids come up to you and just...
Yeah, it's meaningful to have somebody come up and show their appreciation for what you're doing and the work that you're doing. And it's also me giving back to the community to be a positive role model and, you know, show people that they can do what they enjoy and
sounds like a lot of fun, too. Yeah. And we mentioned this show has been going on for a long time. And you've had, speaking of the actors who were here, you've had several different casts of the show, depending on availability of actors and other things, I'm sure. Has the changing of the actors playing characters changed the play at all? Or is it still basically the same play? Or has it, what is the effect of changing actors in the play? I guess that's my one question.
It's profound, and it's new actors bring new energy, and our veteran actors bring a stability. So we always look for something of a balance between the two. It's always amazing to me to see a new actor who brings something absolutely new to the words, or the way they say the words, or to their gestures, and I think, whoa, I never thought of that. So it's very cool. It keeps it interesting for all of us to have new blood, you know, circulating.
But you have some old blood as well. I believe Brienne Wiscott is still involved with the show. Is that?
Our director Alan Hayton is playing the Sydney part. Brienne will probably be back with us on a spring tour.
But so there's some continuity between, he's been with the show for many, many years, yeah, coming in and going, so he brings back some of that continuity too, or the leadership of the previous casts.
Yes. And Alan Hayton, who's playing the part now, played the part in 2010 when Brienne was ill. So this is kind of a cycling back for Alan to have a chance to get off book, because last time he had to do the show with a book in his hand. So we're really excited about his performance.
Interesting. So David and Cynthia, tossing this question out to both of you, do you feel that there are other parts in the play that you would love to get involved with playing? I mean, the parts you have right now are fun to play with. I know there's been some other actors who've changed from one part to another. Cynthia, you're saying yes. Is there another part you'd like to play?
Yes, definitely. I auditioned for the show in the spring this past year, and I was kind of really intrigued with the thought of playing Wolf. I know it's generally played by a man, but I don't know. I think it would be kind of new and refreshing to have a female play the role. Not that men can't play the role beautifully. But
David, she's after your part. Watch out.
It's all right. I'm really actually interested in being Lynx. I'm a dancer, and Lynx has like one line in the entire show because Lynx are quiet. And so I would really love to explore that. But Lynx is usually a woman, and that really makes sense thematically. But that's the role I would be interested in, or maybe, you know, becoming Victor, which is a human, and moving beyond a dancer role. But, you know, whatever needs to be done, I'll do it.
And they're looking at Anne like, please recast us the next time we're doing the show here. No, that sounds a lot of fun. I love the idea of this ensemble nature of the play, in which you might have some characters play different, or certain actors play different parts from time to time. And we had a conversation before one day about the changing the gender of actors and characters, as Cynthia has mentioned, bringing a woman to play the part of Wolf. Have you found that has affected your play at all?
Yes. Again, that brings a whole new dynamic. We started out with Raven as a male, and I think we had one or two Ravens who were males, and then it just didn't work out for a subsequent production. And we found a very lovely woman, Inga Maria Berriman, to be the Raven. And that just really did bring a whole new dimension. And we had to add a couple of lines to have Sydney be a little confused, but then Sydney was okay with it. And of course, Raven is a trickster and a shapeshifter, so Raven is good with whatever body you put
him or her in. Well, I want to take this time to thank my guests, Anne Hanley, who's the playwright of The Winter Bear, along with David Leslie playing the part of Wolf, and Cynthia Jones playing the part of Raven. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And Break a Leg tonight and tomorrow night with your performance over at APU Grant Hall Theater. 7:30 is curtain. And also Break a Leg on future performances as you take the show, I'm sure, on further tours.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
For more information about the Winter Bear, go to Alaska Public Media, click on Stage Talk, and go to our Stage Talk calendar, where you can also find information about other plays going on in the area. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.